It was close. Yeah, it was close. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be fouled back again. That appeared that it was going to be lower part of the zone, but you just don't know. No one here is sure. A good one to fight off just in case. Full count still to Jaminski. One down, runner on third, that being Annabelle Ross. Pitch high and away, and that's a ball. Third walk of the game for Jaminski is runners on the corners for the Red Raiders. One down as Rachel Linsmeyer comes to the plate. She has an RBI. She doesn't have an official at bat. She's got a pair of sacrifices. Sack 1-4 in the second inning and a sack F4 in the third. RBI on that one. But, you know, she's looking to at least bring one more home. Is that it's low, and that gets away, rattles around. That's going to be Ross scoring, and Jaminski takes third on the wild pitch. It's got to be. As it spiked in front of the plate, and that wild pitch moves Jaminski to third. As Ross scores, and Linsmeyer, she can still bat another one in. As Rapids now 6-1 over Chippewa Falls, River Falls. Too many falls in here. Hopefully, it's, for my case, walking home, not down the stairs. As called strike, as 1-1 count. Big man like me falling down the stairs, it's not good for anyone. Stairs, bleachers, seismographs, anything. Adderman delivers home, and that's going to be hit foul by about 3 feet for Linsmeyer. Try to get it out of the infield or something deep. See if River Falls wants to make a throw home or if they want to try to gun down Linsmeyer at first. And that's called strike three, low and away for out number two, and that'll bring up Layla Petro as she's 1-for-2 in the game with a single.
Catcher number 11, Layla Petro.
Adderman throws, called strike, outside corner, 0-1 count to the Rapids catcher. Ross still standing on, Jaminski still standing on third. Ross did score. High and away for ball one to Petro. Pitch, and that's going to be a grounder to third. Third in time to first. Larson to Kibble in time. 5-3 on the putout for out number three. As two runs, two hits, no errors, and one left on base for the Red Raiders. Well, there's four in the books. And Wisconsin Rapids, they are enjoying a nice 6-1 advantage over River Falls. We will have the top of the fifth coming your way. 9-1-2 batters due up for the Wildcats. And we'll have it here for you in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Top of the fifth coming your way as we have a couple changes here for Wisconsin Rapids defensively. as 9-1-2 batters due up for the Wildcats. Georgia Bengston leading things off as Rapids changes. And not David Bowie's changes, which we'll leave that to another show topic. But Peyton Jaminski, she's getting her first look at playoff pitching. And she will take over for Bailey Williams, and then they'll bring in Annabelle Ross to play third. Probably give Williams some extra rest and just change up the look that the Wildcats will see and try to throw them off as the Rapids trying to get out of here with a win. The first two pitches are balls from Jaminski, and that will put Bengston up in the count 2-0. Kusa trying to fight back against Prescott. In the bottom of the sixth inning, trailing 6-1, so they broke up the no-hitter, in theory. And they have one hit for the Papermakers, as that was a double by Sophia Gaup. And there's another pitch. Good pitch, but call ball. Must have been just a little bit low in the zone. And that's called strike right down the middle. 3-1 count to Jaminski. Jaminski looks in, fires home. The righty is there's a grounder to Carroll. Carroll picked in time. Allie Blanchard, short throw. And Carroll comes over, apologizes for that short throw. But no problems there. It's 4-3 on the putout. 0-2 now is Bengston, and that will turn over the order for the Wildcats to Hudson Walker.
Now batting the shortstop, number 23.
She is now the shortstop, started pitching. She's 0-2 in the game, and a swing and a miss on this offering, first offering of this at-bat. Port Edwards baseball, they had a conference game today against Pittsville, and there's a swing and a miss. Trying to hold up was Walker, and she did not. 0-2 count now to Walker. Yeah, they took on Pittsville, and that was a mercy rule there, unfortunately, for the Blackhawks. But they start a new season soon. There's a pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three for Walker. That's her second strikeout of the game. First strikeout of the game for Jaminski. And now Alexis Ralston comes up. She's 1-for-2 in the game with a single and a run scored. And she also did ground out to the pitcher in the first inning. Jaminski stands in, two down here, top of the fifth. And there's a pop-up going out to right center field. Picked up by Linsmeyer, camps under it for the old F9 and out number three in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through 4.5, where Wisconsin Rapids is coming up to bat. And the 8-9-1 batters due up, and we'll have that for you in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Another good tune there, Seth. Seth Habiger back at the studio, making the production sound good, and the music, of course. As the 8-9-1 batters do up here for Rapids in the bottom of the fifth inning, as Nalita Carroll leads things off, followed by Allie Blanchard and Gabby Nylitz. First pitch, that's kind of fought off foul for Carroll. And 0-1 count. Prescott really starting to run away with this one now as they are leading Nakusa 9-1, end of the sixth. So Nakusa last three at-bats due up. Potentially their season is, thank goodness for the netting. That one was coming for me. Thanks, Nalita. Does count. No balls, two strikes.
Do you have any issue with the scoreboard? It's the bottom of the fifth. Is that right?
As Adderman. She deals home. That's just going to die right along the third base line. And picked up by Larson, thrown to first. Kevel in time, not in time, as that will work out there for Carroll for a leadoff single.
Number 16, Ellie Rapier.
Change up here is number 16, Ellie Rapier. Going to be batting in place of Allie Blanchard. As first at bat for Rapier. Last few games that I've seen her play, she's had some pretty good swings at the bat. So hopefully the young lady can put together another one here. Coach Holberg coming back out of the dugout. Looking at the schedule coming up is tomorrow, Playmakers, 4 to 5 here on 105.5 FM, WIRI. And then Thursday, Assumption Softball, regional final style, as they will have a pinch runner in for Carroll.
For the Raiders, number one, Allie Linsmeyer.
As that will be Allie Linsmeyer. Still, Ellie Rapier at the plate for the Red Raiders. His first pitch, swing and a miss for Rapier. 0-1 count. Adderman delivers. This could be blown away, but called strike nonetheless. So 0-2 count to Rapier. No update yet for Auburndale Partyville. Pitch. That's going to be low for ball one. 1-2 count with Allie Linsmeyer. Pinch running for Nalita Carroll. Bottom fifth inning here. Rapids leading 6-1 over River Falls. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Down goes Rapier. For out number one. That'll turn over the order for Gabby Nylitz. Five different seniors on this team, and she's one of them. Bunt temp pulled back was Nylitz. Way outside was the pitch, so no strike. Nalita Carroll, Annabelle Ross, Kristen Radke, Gabby Nylitz, Audrey Ringer, all seniors on this team. Is bunt shown again for ball number two. So the cat's out of the bag that they won a bunt. It's a matter of them defensively being able to do it. Swing and a miss. So Nylitz goes down with a 2-1 count. Kind of laughs, saying, why did I swing at that? That was way outside. But stands back in there, ready to go. Shows bunt. That's going to be outside for a 3-1 count. Maybe the key is to keep showing bunt. That might be an idea. Possible. Pitch on the way. Bunt. And that's going to be put down perfect. Not being able to be grabbed by the third baseman, and she's safe. For a bunt single, get her first hit of the game, and that brings up Sydney Holberg, who's 3 for 3 in the game with a single and two doubles, has scored twice. Now she can possibly get some RBI if she can connect yet again. As Adderman, that's going to be high. For a ball. Again, Assumption 1-5, 10-0 over Marquesan, and a no-hitter. Another ball up high. Ball two to Holberg. Nakusa there in the last throws of their season, trailing Prescott 9-1, top of the seventh inning. Foul. This count goes 2-1. And that's your game for Nakusa. They fell to Prescott 9-1. One hit. That coming by a double by Sophia Gopp. Gopp's single, or double, excuse me, scored Jackie Gomez. As there's a hit opposite field foul, the count goes 2-2. One down, two on here for Holberg. So right now, two teams remaining in softball. That'll be coming up Thursday. Wisconsin Rapids, if the score holds, they will be hosting more than likely Chippewa Falls as there's a foul ball yet again. And Assumption, they're going to be hosting either Auburndale or Partyville. Yet to find a score on that. But I'm trying. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be low, and that gets away from the catcher, and that's going to allow both Nylitz and Allie Linsmeyer to reach their extra bases with Linsmeyer at third and Nylitz at second. Full count, Holberg one down. She hits one. That's going to get down deep. That gets past the right fielder. Two are going to score. And digging for third is Holberg, and she's safe. And then called safe. I thought he changed his call after signaling safe from my angle and up in the press box. Yeah, that was close. Has a triple to RBI. Two RBI triple. Now she's a homer away from the cycle. And now a timeout call by River Falls. Rapids up 8-1, bottom of the fifth, because he initially called safe, and then I saw him bring his hands up, and I'm thinking, did he just change his mind and call her out? That's why I paused there for a second, because from my vantage point, that's exactly what it looked like. As there is another pitching change coming for the Wildcats, and they are bringing in Ella Visger. Number 33. As she is coming into the game and warming up. Has crossed that out. Ella V-I-S-G-E-R. Visger. As Rapids are really taking control now. As they will be looking to move on and try to capture a regional championship. Have to do some homework as to when the last time they won a regional. Wasn't all that long ago, however. All kinds of games going on today. I mean, obviously, it is the postseason for softball. And stepping in now, as everybody else looks to be the same as they just made the pitching change there. As softball playoffs underway, my friends. A fun time of year. As standing in is Kristen Radke. And she hits one bunt, first base side. And that will allow Holberg to score, sliding in. So a sack 1-4 for out number two, but an RBI to score Holberg, and it's a 9-1 ball game. Bringing up Annabelle Ross, third baseman, was a designated player, and now she has a chance here to get back on base for the Red Raiders as she fists one fair as she now stands in to first base, having put that first pitch she saw in the left center gap, picked up by the center fielder, Caitlin Moe, as she is now 2-for-2 in the game. Excuse me, she is 2-for-4 in the game.
Pinch runner for the Raiders, number 25.
Pinch running is number 25, McKenna Redcloud.
Now batting number 9, the pitcher, Peyton Jaminski.
And that'll bring it in, the pitcher, Peyton Jaminski, as she has worked 3 walks on the day and has a double to her credit. Has scored 2 runs, so she's had a very productive day. First pitch high and away from Visger for a 1-0 count. 2 down in the inning, runner on first. Still no update via one count. As things going Red Raiders way, is that's going to be a wild pitch, and that allows Red Cloud up to second. Jaminski, heck of a day, as I was saying. Three walks, a double, 2 scored runs, taking advantage of some wild pitches to move up along the base paths. Having a good day. Pitch on the way. It's going to be low and inside for a 3-1 count now to Jaminski. I had misread a couple scores. Pitch on the way. That's popped up foul, first base side. Full count to Jaminski. As officially Assumption does move on. WIA has not updated Auburndale. Pitch inside, and that will be a walk. Third walk of the game for Jaminski. As folks, she's had an at bat in every inning.
Pinch hitting for the Raiders.
Don't see a lot of that.
Number 3, Taylor Fuller.
Taylor Fuller, pinch hitting here for Rachel Linsmeyer. Taylor Fuller steps in. I believe the first varsity action of the season. Why not? Make it during the playoffs. Could be probably a factor in the future in the coming years. As Fuller stands in, bases full with, well, 2 Red Raiders on, and there's a wild pitch for a second. I thought they were full because I can't see clearly. So another wild pitch, and that moves Jaminski to second and Red Cloud to third. And it's Fuller. Gets some good contact, and she can bat in another run. Swing and a miss. Rapids flirting here with a mercy rule if they score 2. It's possible. A heck of a way. First varsity at bat for Fuller and the game. Pitch high and away. Ball 2. 2-1. Rapids will, if they win, host either Eau Claire Memorial or Chippewa Falls. More than likely Chippewa Falls. They were up 5-0 just a little bit ago. As we'll double check the score again. Still the same score, 5-0, Chippewa Falls over Memorial. That's going to be called strike. Excuse me, now it's 7th inning, and it is 7-0 Falls over Memorial. So it'll be Rapids and Chippewa Falls if the score holds here for the Red Raiders. On a full count to Fuller, 2 down, 2 runners on, 2nd and 3rd. Red Raider, that's going to be high, and a walk to load the bases. Now they bring up Layla Petro. Or do they have Jersey Weil or do not? It's going to be Petro. Have the junior do it.
Catcher number 11, Layla Petro.
Petro. She is 1 for 3 in the game as she can end it right here. That's going to be away for a ball. See what she does here. Walk in a run. That'll work. It's going to be called strike. And there's a very loud, audible groan from the fans here. Not the call that they thought should have been made. As there's opposite field, and that's going to get down, and we got a walk-off single that scores 2, and that is your ball game here in Wisconsin Rapids, where Leah Petro drives in an 2 RBI single.
Update on the Eau Claire Memorial. Triple Falls has won 7-0.
And that is a Red Raider winner, 11-1 in 5 innings to open up the playoffs. So, Seth, how about we take a 2-minute break, and we will be back here with the happy Red Raider totals here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Rain, rain, go away. I don't want to ride my bike to work today. Ugh.
Are you tired of riding your bike in the weather? Yes, they say if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. But why wait? Go down to 8th Street Auto today. Stop getting sick in the elements and drive away in a new car or SUV. Enjoy heated seats, premium AC, and comfort. Stay dry and drive away with a new ride from 8th Street Auto and Service Center today.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Well, if that's any indication of things to come, Wisconsin Rapids might have a long postseason run, as Wisconsin Rapids took no prisoners as they took on River Falls in the WIA Division I regional semifinal here at the Rapids Area Sports Complex. And boy, oh boy, Rapids showed off as they were able to earn the 11-1 victory in 5 innings over River Falls. Rapids changed the name of the River Falls Wildcats to the Mildcats as they allowed just 1 run on 5 hits, 3 errors in the game, as Wisconsin Rapids put up 11 runs on 11 hits and no errors. Rapids, well, actually, let's start with River Falls, as River Falls, middle part of the order, really had a good day. As it was Daniel Polliner, and I believe that was Schwantz, they were both 2 for 2 in the game, with Ralston having the other hit of their 5 for the Wildcats, as Schwantz had the 1 RBI that they did have in the game. Hung with the loss, Hudson Walker. She went 2.2 innings, 5 hits given up, 4 runs, all of which earned, 1 strikeout and 2 walks. Also pitching was Audra Aderman with an inning and 2/3, 4 hits, 5 runs, 4 of which were earned, 4 strikeouts and 3 walks, and Ella Visger, as she just lasted a third of an inning, as she allowed 2 hits, 2 runs, both of which earned, no strikeouts, and 2 walks. For Wisconsin Rapids, a little bit different of a day, as the Red Raiders put on a little bit of a clinic, as Sydney Ellberg, 4-for-4 in the game, 3 runs scored, 2 RBI, as she was a home run away from the cycle at the plate. Annabelle Ross, 2-for-4, 2 RBI, scored a run. Did have a strikeout, however. As Peyton Jaminski, 1-for-1 of the game, scored 3 runs, had 3 walks to her credit, as she also did get into the action in the pitcher circle. Layla Petro, she was the game ender today. She was 2-for-4 with 2 RBI, both coming in the final at-bat here in the bottom of the 5th inning to seal the victory for the Red Raiders. Bailey Williams getting the win today, 4 innings pitched, 5 hits, 1 run. Of course, that one was earned. 3 strikeouts, no walks. As Peyton Jaminski, 1 inning of work, no hits, no runs, 1 strikeout, and no walks. So, Wisconsin Rapids, they advance to Thursday for a regional final game as they will take on the 5-seeded Chippewa Falls Cardinals, who earned a 9-0 victory, 7-0, excuse me, 7-0 victory over Eau Claire Memorial in their regional semifinal, as they will be coming to town for a 4:30. It'll be 4:30 or 5 o'clock start here at the Rapids Sports Complex. But the one we will have for you on air is Assumption Royal Softball, as they came away with a big 10-0 victory in 5 innings via a no-hitter thrown by Macy Vollert at the expense of the Marquesan Hornets, as they will be more than likely facing Auburndale. I'm just about to check that score, and there is nothing reported yet, but if I was a betting man, I would say Auburndale, and that should be about a 4:30 start. But if it's not Auburndale, it'll be Partyville, but just knowing the teams, I'm leaning towards the former Apaches, the Eagles. Other game going on, Nakusa, they fell 9-0 or 9-1 to Prescott, so the Papermaker season did come to an end, unfortunately. So that'll do it all for this broadcast. Again, Wisconsin Rapids, happy night as they earned the 11-1 victory over the River Falls Wildcats, again, 11-1 over the foe to the west, as they will be moving on to the regional final again on Thursday. So, for all of our sponsors, thank you very much. Without you guys, couldn't do these games. And, of course, same could be said for our good buddy Seth Habiger. Back at the studio, awesome job as always, buddy. Looking forward to Thursday. And, of course, tomorrow from 4 to 5 on 105.5 FM WIRI, Playmakers, come on down, give us a call, and get your sports takes and feelings out. Talk to us sports. We love it, and that's why we do it. So, for myself, Mike Comer, everybody have a great night, great rest of your evening, and we'll catch you Thursday afternoon. So until then, keep listening to 105.5 FM WIRI for more great classic country music.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
105.5 FM. Tell your smart speaker to play WIRI.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmylou Hayes, a pink dress a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. This is how love goes. Check yes or no.
favorites and classics 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to pause and remember your mental health is as important as your physical health. Jeff Olson's son struggled with stress and anxiety, and this father from the UP says he's speaking out to save lives.
He came to us, asked for help as a junior in high school, fought it for 3 more years, had a couple suicide attempts in between there. The anxiety and depression was too much for him, and he ended up taking his life. My wife and I felt the need to speak up and not hide this in hopes of educating people so they didn't have to go through what my son Daniel went through.
If you're struggling, you are not alone. Reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. The Suicide or Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. You could call or text 988 anytime. Again, 988. Let's choose to connect and care for ourselves and others this month and every month. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Chef of Love, Chef Jannard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and share this overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ag Council.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
States jammed with gunners like me, afraid of coming in last. But somewhere in the race we run, we're coming up. Stop!
on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Tornado tore through a Midwest town. Wasn't nothing in its path it didn't take down, except the Baptist church and a ball field. Then they rebuilt. Talk about tough people. She was 4 years old when they got the news. It was in her little lungs, it was stage two. Mama's been every night by her bed, and Daddy shaved his head. Talk about tough people. Yeah, there were plenty of times she could have gave up, but she did. Now she fought like hell till she rang that bell in Memphis. Evil and tough times make tough people. It's a single mom working two jobs a day, and a farmer barely getting by needing rain. It's a grandma waiting tables working through the pain. It's a cop on a call running in gun drawn, cause a shooter's in a schoolhouse hallway. Us all free, came back in a box with a flag on it. Hits home, don't it? Talk about tough people. Man, talk about some tough people.
Said I would in a subdivided neighborhood. The views got short and the nights got long. It was over long gone before I knew where I was headed to. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. Like this are never final. I'm still paying on the vinyl, flooring in the laundry room. It's multicolored and waterproof. It's a little bit tough to face my friends, the ones that said that I jumped in. River of love a little too soon. That was August This is June, and it's a different tune. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. The two-bedroom mortgage is due, side and light blue palace. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Home is where my heart is still beating, and I don't know when I'll see her again.
Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
If your kids
turn me to stone. I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love. No, just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. If you turned your back on me and walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you, the reason this heart breaks, oh, I love you anyway. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love you anyway. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love you anyway.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Her